Good morning. My guest this morning is Ron Karp from Food for Thought. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, we're going to be talking about Calabash, a celebration of gourds, art, and the garden. Now, which one of these is it? I always like to say that this is Calabash, the somethingth annual.
It's the 16th annual.
And, boy, I remember interviewing people for the first one, too. So it shows you how long I've been around.
Yeah, when we started, we really didn't know that it would, we thought it might even be just once.
So
it's really great that the event has been so successful that we're able to continue it this long.
Well, talk about it. It's Sunday, October 2nd, between 1 and 5 p.m. So
yes.
What goes on?
Well, you know, what's great is that it's here at our site in Forestville where we provide our services to people with HIV and other illnesses in Sonoma County. And we have a spectacular organic garden surrounding our facility, a one-acre garden.
Uh-huh.
And so people get to see that, and they get to see our facility, and then they get to see just wonderful artwork that's produced by artists all over Sonoma County. We'll have over 100 pieces of really wonderful gourd art that are available for sale. And then we also have a bounty of Sonoma County food and wine, really excellent wine that has been donated and food that's prepared for the event. And we have musicians that are playing instruments made with gourds.
Oh,
so it's
great.
Just an amazing variety of different things. It's a really fun day.
You told me that you can get tickets either online at fftfoodbank.org or by telephone at 887-1647, and that they're a little cheaper that way. Is that right?
That's right, if you buy them in advance. And
uh-huh.
People can also come in if they're in Forestville.
Great. Tell us about Food for Thought and give us an update.
Well, this is our 27th year, and we're now serving 800 people, mostly people with HIV, but last year we decided to expand our services, and we're serving people with other illnesses. Currently, people that are referred through West County Health Center, because we're doing a pilot project to figure out exactly the best way to serve people. But there are so many people in Sonoma County that are ill, or they have an acute illness, and they can't prepare food for themselves, or they can't afford to buy healthy food. So I think it's really important for us to take what we've done for people with HIV for so many years and bring that to the rest of the community.
I have a hunch that what you just described holds true for lots of parts of this country.
Oh, I think it's all over the country, and it's a real shame because you know, the medical system stops before you get to food, and food is the medicine that makes us well. So it doesn't make any sense.
It's made me very sad that politicians seem to be using this as a way to promote their own agendas.
Well, we are doing some advocacy work with our politicians, and we would love to see food funded by the Affordable Care Act as well as Medicare, and we're hoping that maybe that will happen in the next couple of years. In the meantime, you know, we're working hard to make sure that we can raise enough money to expand our programs, and we're talking with the local health centers so that we can see if they're willing to help us fund it as well.
And Calabash is a very important fundraiser for you guys, right?
It is. And, you know, what's great is that you can come and have a really great time and get full value for your ticket price, because the entertainment and the food and wine by itself is well worth the price that people pay. And it's, you know, it's charity. You know,
great.
It's just, it does so much for the community. So you can come and have a good time and support our programs at the same time.
Thanks very much, Ron. Let's tell people that Calabash is October 2nd, 1 to 5 p.m. For information and tickets, 887-1647, online, fftfoodbank.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.